Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra. A lot extra. I feel like this is decently extra.
Are you talking about your outfit or just like in general?
Oh, I'm extra.
Okay.
This is decently extra.
We're going to tell the people that aren't watching what's happening with the outfit. So we've got Cyndi Lauper vibes.
No, it's not 80s. It's a gown.
It is a quilted gown. Not quilted.
I don't know. It's a chiffon skirted
like dress
that I thought and pictured myself walking along the beach in.
Right. You look great. There are pearls coming from her ears and her neck in lots of rows of them. She looks like she came from the 80s. And it's very white. It says
white as I am.
Yeah. Yep. You're very pale today.
Yes. I need a tan to wear this dress. I found out today. I've never worn it. This has been a joy of mine now, going through my closet and getting to wear the things that have dust in my closet that I buy and have nowhere to wear it.
And so, where did we decide that you're really probably going to wear this white dress
to your wedding?
It's like a joke, but it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I will wear white to your wedding if you allow it.
You think I have a say?
You guys are looking at it right here, right here, right now.
We're going to move on. Okay. We're going to move on. We put out on our Instagram that last week we finally took a week off.
We did.
Not on purpose.
No, we didn't want to. It was a forced week off. Actually was surprised at how okay with it you were. I thought you were going to be like, no, we need to fit this in somehow because we have this streak.
Well, I had COVID. I had 102 fever with COVID. And then Carly had surgery.
And I wasn't allowed to get sick or else I couldn't have surgery. So we couldn't be together.
I mean, it was impossible. It was life got in the way.
Yeah.
And was like, this is a no. This is a no for me.
Well, we've had COVID before and worked together, but...
cool.
I know you're not... And this was in the height of COVID. Remember, we were filming and I would sit by the computer with my mask on and you would record and then we would switch.
Yes.
But... this was different. There was no surgery back then for me to be like, I can't get this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just surprised that you were like, okay, we're just going to have to not do it this week. I was like, whoa.
I had COVID. I was fluish with COVID this time. Yeah. I've gotten COVID where I was like, I have a cold. It was bad. And I took off, like, I didn't go to work.
I know. Well, we knew it was bad when I said, you're not coming in to teach today. And she said, okay.
Yeah.
That never happened. She's like, no, I can do it. I just need to take ibuprofen. She was just like, okay. And then, you know.
Yeah. So we had to take off and it was what we've been preaching for 107 weeks of like, you have to listen to the flow of like what's happening in your life. Don't fix it. Don't go against the tide. So we went with it and it felt pretty good actually.
However, I will say I'm not particularly happy that our time off was with you having COVID and me recovering from surgery. Like that.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. But that was our, like, I'm air quoting, vacation. Like that was our spring break.
Spring break.
But for real, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, gosh darn it. Yeah. It takes COVID and a surgery for us to let ourselves take a day off. And not willingly. I was not happy about it.
Yeah, Carly struggled with her recovery process. She's still struggling with her recovery process. I was hoping it was a little more of a lobotomy, but it wasn't. Nothing changed.
Here in my dress.
Dun, dun. Wait, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but cool. It was Valentine's Day, right? We passed our Valentine's Day holiday, and I saw online the online versions of the old Valentine's we used to give out as kids.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one with Mariska Hargitay. And it was like, when I see you, my heart goes dun, dun.
Wait, that's funny. I would give you that. I did give her a sweatshirt for Valentine's Day that said, adventure is awaits, and so do serial killers.
Yes.
I also bought myself one.
I've worn it a lot. I went to the dollar store and got Carly a bunch of things from the dollar store.
It's a good sweatshirt.
Technically, the blanket I got from dollar store is $5.
Yes, and I sleep with it every night.
It's a $5 store.
I know. It's been cold.
This dress is not what you're sleeping in. It's a giant blanket.
With no, it's got no fabric on it. It's a lot of, anyway. So we had to take the week off.
But we're back.
We're back.
We're back, and we are here to talk about something that is trending right now on the TikTok, which apparently is not gone.
No, it got banned for like 24 hours, yeah. And then it came back.
What a drama.
Drama.
But of course, we're millennials, so we watch our TikTok on Instagram.
Yes.
If you know, you know.
And then on Facebook.
Oh, no, I'm not that. Yeah. You watch it on Facebook?
Yeah, well, there are reels on Facebook. And then I get so frustrated because I go to send you the reel and I'm like, gosh darn it, I'm on Facebook. And she doesn't go on Facebook.
I don't have Messenger or the Facebook app, so I have to be on my laptop. So my messages, like I have 100 yeah. unopened Facebook Messenger messages. And that is the only thing that doesn't give me anxiety. Like the little red dot on all of our icons, I can't have one.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are so many unread Facebook Messenger messages and I don't care.
Yeah, no, she hasn't gone on Facebook in years.
I mean, I go on, but it's for a purpose. Well, like it's connected to all the work stuff.
She hasn't gone on since it was called the Facebook. And if you know that it was called the Facebook, you're our age.
.edu. So yeah, this is a trending topic for the health and wellness industry, which is not new, but you know when things are like rediscovered, this generation believes that it's theirs.
Yes, they thought they invented this. I'm going to tell you a story about how they didn't.
Just like we're bringing back the 80s today.
This is not 80s. This is beach Met Gala chic.
You're a beach.
Wait, I did think of a really good Halloween costume. I think this year for Halloween, I might be a basic B and just make a letter B and put all basic things on the B.
Or just dress normally and be you.
Because I thought that would be funny if I was dressed as a, like a bee.
Oh, a bumblebee?
No. No, but that's smarter. Like the letter B.
The letter B. I want to see you do this. Okay. I do, because you're not, Andrew's going to do it.
Yes.
And then before we get to it, I think the world needs to know how your Valentine's Day went.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Huh?
I was in recovery, so I was dead to the world. Do you know who I spent Valentine's Day with? My brother and my nephew.
He didn't. I spent Valentine's Day with my brother and my nephew.
Well, yeah, but you guys came over at 5 o'clock for the rest of the night.
Nope. Valentine's Day was the parade.
Yeah. And you guys came over at 5 o'clock for the rest of the night. You didn't.
Nope.
You went to the movies. Billy and little Billy came over. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we went to the movies after the Eagles parade.
I was on propofol, so I don't remember Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, that's probably best because I know what happened for your Valentine's Day and the gifts that you got. And
Oh, wait. Yes, I do remember the gifts.
It was a time.
I got some things from the Hallmark store. And
you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what did I get?
I thought you got things from Rally House, the Eagles
yes.
store.
I got Rally House and the Hallmark store. And the night before Valentine's Day, he went out and said, I have to do some things.
He said, I have an errand to run. And we all went, do you?
Billy looked at him and said, how do you get away with this? I'm like, right now I'm too tired. I don't even care.
It was perfect because Andrew, I'm talking right to you. I vouched for you. I supported you. I defended you. I made Carly look bad.
Yeah,
to defend you for your gift giving and her expectations. And she's right.
Yeah. He got me a car keychain.
A car keychain. In his defense, it's a turtle, which is your like animal.
Yeah. We collect turtles.
Relationship
but, like,
animal.
Yeah, but he got me like a rear view mirror hanging car keychain.
So you never forget.
And a mug.
And a V-neck Eagles t-shirt.
That I took back because I don't wear V-necks.
But she does wear gold chains. So it's very confusing. We all understand. But Andrew, we got to talk.
I like gave him a pass this year because I was on medication and I'll revisit it in about a week when I remember
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay, no, just let it go.
I don't think you should revisit it.
Okay, we won't revisit it.
I think behind the scenes things will try to happen for you. So now that we've talked so much, I am Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And we're here to talk about the trending castor oil.
It's crazy to me, this, because the only time I've...
It's crazy to you, this?
It's crazy to me, this. Okay. That my mom is the only person I've ever heard talk about castor oil, because she tells me every single year on my birthday how I was born. And it's really fun to revisit this.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah. And she tells me every year, and you were 2 weeks late, and they told me to go drink castor oil and go take a trip, like go take a drive and go over bumps to induce labor. So we took the hilliest roads after I drank castor oil, but they don't do that anymore because it's illegal.
So basically, you were just constipation, because yes, castor oil helps that.
Right. I mean, castor oil apparently helps in so many ways, but I grew up hearing about castor oil as a inducing labor help.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about it, because guess what, everyone? Carly has also written things down like an adult and a professional.
Well, when you have your own, you know, merchandise.
Handy dandy notebook.
Got to use it. And it comes right after all the hangmen that Melody and I did. There's some games of hangman in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And oatmeal.
There's an oat for later.
There's a piece of oat. And there it is. Castor oil right here.
Castor oil. I like how you're saying it.
How do you say it?
Castor oil.
It's just like Manny Young and the Grammys. Castor oil, Manny Young, Grammys.
Okay. We didn't talk. No. First of all,
this is where we talk.
We didn't talk.
I love it when people go, oh, did Victoria tell you? I'm like, tell me what? We talk on the podcast for an hour, and then that is will be the extent of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because ain't nobody got time for that. That's it. That's what it is.
That's why our intros now are 20 minutes long, because this is the only time we talk.
Yes, it's the only time we talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the only time.
Do you get it? Do you guys get it? Did you hear us? So I have 9 things that
make
God.
Wait.
This bottle. I even have it because I've already bought it. And the-
Shut up.
You've been sitting next to it this whole time. Did you not? You dropped it earlier.
Yeah. Well, I was more concerned that I was going to spill on my dress.
She's not observant.
But
because she's getting married later. So she was very concerned. And we understand that.
I'm a little verklempt. I'm not Jewish. Is that a Jewish thing? All right. Whatever. I'm canceled. I've been watching a lot of
it's
Nobody Wants This. And it's about like a Jewish rabbi. So yeah. I feel verklempt.
Nobody wants this. Okay. You are right. So this is an organic castor oil. We're going to tell you what to look out for, because there's a bunch of castor oils and there's a bunch of brands. So we definitely, this would be the episode to check out the links in the show notes, because the article that we're going to, you know, reference, super informative and awesome. And then I found a second one that I didn't send you because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a list.
She knows how much I read, and, yep, and when it's too much, she knows.
Well, it's just a list of the top castor oil. So I actually ordered the number one without knowing it was the number one, but it never came. So Amazon refunded me. It never showed up.
Okay.
So this was, it's dripping. Careful.
Oh God.
It's okay. It should be on the skin, so it's okay. But
I know.
This was the one that I had just recently purchased in lieu of the one I tried. And so I haven't really tried it yet, but I put it together. And then I have these patches that we'll talk about too, of how you can use it. So
here we go. I'm interested, because we'll talk about why I'm a skeptic in many of these kinds of things. And I'm just a skeptic
in
many kinds of things.
Okay. All right. So here are the 9 things.
Oh, wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I only have 8.
Okay. It moisturizes your skin. Moisturizer.
Moisturizer.
So fun fact or fun little story. Our cousin,
she's our little cousin.
Our cousin's daughter. Her first word was moisturizer, but she couldn't really say it. So she'd say moisturizer. And we would just make her say it all the time.
Because when you're the first child that comes out of the cousin, that is like, I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't like how you said
it. I don't know why I said comes out.
I meant when it's the first child born, like in the second generation.
But that's not what you said. That's not what you said. Whatever. We used to put her in the center of the circle and just make her do things because she was the only baby.
Like, Abby, say moisturizer.
Moisturizer.
So moisturizes your skin. It soothes inflammation externally and internally. It clears phlegm. Which is a funny word. I've deduced. It's a funny word. It doesn't need a P, but it has it. It doesn't need a G, but it has it. Like, let's talk about it. It resists harmful organisms, so bacteria. It has a fighting defense to bacteria, again, internally, externally. And it can heal wounds, which I think is why you only have 8 and not 9. I separated those.
Oh. I was like, I'm passing the test so far. I've got all of these.
You're doing great. Yeah. You're doing great. Promotes eye health, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Cleopatra used castor oil to whiten her eyes, which is a fun fact.
Oh, I didn't read that, but I
rent. We know.
Okay.
We know you didn't read that. It stimulates hair growth, which I thought of you for that.
I know. And I think that is the one I will try.
Yeah, just like a conditioner in the shower, normal. We'll talk how you can use and use it for these reasons. We'll talk to you about how.
Eventually, we'll get there.
Yeah. It relieves constipation or births Carly. When it comes out, you know?
Well, I think number 10 back in the 80s would have been it induces labor, and that would have been a positive. And right now, that's a negative. Like, that would be a side effect of castor oil. They don't give castor oil to pregnant people anymore to induce labor. Because there, well, first of all, we'll talk about this, but there are so many other things. And that is not 100% research to be effective.
Yeah.
But that is more of now of a side effect instead of like the reason.
Oh.
Like in the 80s, like you take it to induce labor. Like that's what the doctors handed you. And now they're like, don't take that if you're pregnant because you might induce labor. I don't know how else to explain
it. We understand.
Okay, you understand. Okay.
Yeah. We understand.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We lost a pearl earring.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah. While Carly's fixing herself. So castor oil is actually a bean, which I didn't know. I thought it was a plant, which is obviously a plant. But like I thought it was just like you squeeze the leaves to get the oil out. But it's a bean. And it's 30 to 50% oil-based with triglycerides. So that's where all of the... And there's so many more nutrients and oils. And I didn't list everything because like I would have already turned us off if I was just going to list everything that it has. So look that up yourself. But it's all omega-9 fatty acids, which is why it's good for the skin. And it promotes circulation and it helps with acne. Like this is a homeopath. She's struggling. She's still putting the earring on for those of you who aren't watching.
There we go.
I forget what I was saying because she made me laugh.
You said homeo.
Homeopathic. It's a homeopathic, like Ayurvedic use for remedies that you have that don't involve harsh chemicals.
The remedy is a, what is it?
Experience.
Dangerous liaison. Da-na-na. I thought I knew more of that song.
It's Jason Mraz, right?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
You don't know it, by the way. So yeah, it's a powerful healing tool. I think that's how it first started and it was first used. And now
I think
it's coming back.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think the way people are using it now, and we're going to talk about like the TikTok trend, I think it's not effective.
It's not, and it's not proven to be effective.
Yeah, what the kids think is helping. Yes.
Yes, the patches. So there's many ways to use it. You can ingest it. You can rub it on topically. You can oil pull.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, whole trend. I think it's gross. You're literally pulling oil from your mouth.
No.
No. Well, that's what oil pulling with this is. It pulls the bacteria from your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the oil is what you put into your mouth.
I know.
And then you add it. This one, you put it with like ginger. That it tastes a little bit better.
I wrote that.
And then for 10 minutes, you swish it around your mouth and then spit it out. So the oil pull, it's like you're pulling things out. Right. But you're not like pulling oil from your mouth.
No. That's not what I mean. I just don't like the thought of pulling anything or that there was.
Keep it in there. Yeah. Keep that bacteria in there. Just let it fester. Super, super healthy. All right. So what do you have written down? What do you want to talk about, Carly?
The benefits.
But tell me the benefits.
Benefit number one. Are we labeling them? No, we don't like labels here.
Yeah, we don't like labels.
No labels.
All inclusive.
Yeah. It soothes dry and patchy skin if you have eczema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eczema, I didn't realize was such like a big deal, but
everybody has it. Everyone has it. But I think it's becoming more more kids are being born with it because of
allergies and like
just
processed food.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
Lewis probably could have used this.
Yeah.
Lewis had horrible eczema as a baby.
Horrible. Like horrible.
It's all you need to know.
But it comes a lot of the time you have eczema because you have allergies, and he had a lot of allergies. Could have used this, I think, but I didn't know. On the side of that, the side effect is if it doesn't agree with your skin, you get a rash.
It could be, it's just you have like a little reaction and then you just learn to not use it, but it's not going to be an allergic type of, you need like an EpiPen type of thing.
Yeah. The next one is I had one of those too. Lewis had a bunch of EpiPens. Never used them. It stays put and it prevents, okay, let me get this right. It prevents.
You could read it. I think it's in your book.
I just wrote keywords though. This is doing it really fast.
Fantastic.
But I'm trying to look at it because I have a really good memory. I can see it on the page. Like I can remember. I'm a little bit of like Rain Man.
A horrible memory.
No, I'm like Rain Manning it right now.
You are useless.
Okay. It prevents the effects of sun damage. Like it doesn't prevent it, but it's like an aloe, almost.
You said it prevents the effects of sun damage, but it doesn't prevent it.
Like, no, you don't put it on before you go out in the sun. You put it on after you've had sun damage or 30 years later, where we are right now, it will help in the sun damage prevention, like with wrinkles and stuff like that. Yes. Like if you already have sun damage.
That's all the anti-inflammatory properties of the oils that it has in there, which promotes, this is in the moisturizing benefit. Right? For the skin and like
moisturizing. I can't unhear it.
So I actually didn't read that. So that's really good to know because if this was like cool in the 80s, that makes sense for like mom because she in the 50s, 60s, not 50s, 60s and 70s was doing like tinfoil sunbathing.
Mm-hmm.
So the leather bag, like skin aging is, if that can like help that, why not?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
It does help that. I read it and I saw it in my mind when I was reading the article.
So, and you put that on topically. Like you can put it right into your skin like moisturizer and that acts. Now, I think it's a little oily. Obviously, it's castor oil. So,
well, that's the thing. It says it stays put, meaning it's like a thick.
Yeah.
Thicker.
It's super thick. I took it out.
You tried it?
Yeah, and it's clear. But it's thick.
You know how all those moisturizers say, like, it feels just like a second skin. You don't even feel it. It's so light. It's so smooth. This is not that.
Nope.
Yeah. It reduces inflammation, mm-hmm. and it stimulates the liver and gallbladder, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So the way that they recommend to do it is with the patches, castor oil patches and packs is what they're going to see
packs.
Online.
Yeah.
Which is basically putting castor oil on your body or on something like this is a little patch that you put over the belly button. I don't know how much it's effective or if it works, but I'm gonna science fair project test this out. So you put it on something bigger for the lungs if you need help with the lungs or the liver, and then you basically saran wrap yourself. But now Amazon has actual packs you can purchase, so it's a little less messy. But that would be the external use for it versus like swallowing it to reach the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the digestive tract. The laxative that it is, though, like, you're gonna go to the bathroom. So long-term use, they say, you cannot just like drink castor oil every day for the rest of your life. It's not good for you.
No, and it's a toxin. It can be a toxin if you have more than 1 teaspoon daily. Like, you can only ingest.
Tablespoon.
What?
A tablespoon.
Wait, did I get those measurements wrong?
You said teaspoon. It's just more. You can have more than a teaspoon.
Oh.
1 tablespoon.
Okay, 1 tablespoon daily. What's TSP?
Teaspoon.
What's TBLS?
Tablespoon.
Now, like, hold on. Let me see it in the page.
A capital T is tablespoon. A little lowercase T is teaspoon.
I can't remember that far back. It's crazy how my memory works.
She's a home chef. Can you tell?
But yeah, you can only ingest that small amount daily before it becomes like a toxin in your body. Now, that's not for putting it on topically.
No, that's
yeah,
drinking it, basically.
Victoria already said this, but when it's paired with ginger, it reduces the number of harmful bacteria in your mouth with oil pulling.
But we don't like that, apparently.
No, I wrote it down as a benefit, but not my benefit.
Yeah, God forbid you try it.
Okay.
Wait, so with the packs that you would wrap around for your lungs and stuff, think of an allergy and think of if you've quit smoking and you're trying to fix your lungs. That's what it says.
Oh.
So like if you have allergies, that asthma, things that attack the lungs, this would be a help to pull the bacteria, to create more air and more, you know, production of healthier organs. And if you were a smoker and, you know, you've quit, even if you've quit a long time ago and it has been a while, you have damage to your lungs due to smoke. So they say that this is a big help for that, which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah. And I think stuff like that, where there's, if you're not a medicine taker and you're not into pharmaceutical stuff, this is a great homeopathic version of anything that if you're into trying all that stuff.
I love a medicine taker.
Yeah. I'm a medicine taker. Anyway.
Yeah. So we talked about the pulling, and that's good.
Yeah. It boosts your immune system, and it heals wounds.
Yeah. Tell us more.
You rub it on your wounds.
It pulls the bacteria out. But we're jumping, but that's okay. It pulls the bacteria out.
Oh, wait. Do you have more benefits? Let's back it up.
No, we're good. We're good. It increases the production of a word I can't read now. Lymphocytes? Lymph something. It's basically, it helps the white blood cells.
Wait, let's ask Justin.
Okay. It helps the white blood cells that help, like, protect against invaders. So all of, like, the bad things in the body. So that's how it helps the wounds heal. Which is a part of the list of the oils and nutrients in it that we didn't list off for you. Those are the reasons why it can help you with like cuts and bruises internally and externally.
I liked that one. Mm-hmm. It has pain relieving properties. So you can rub this on joint pain, which I would be interested to try.
For arthritis and
stuff?
For
arthritis, yeah. Because I know I'm going to have arthritis in my hands. It's something that I'm not looking forward to, but I know I'm going to get it because I pick my fingers.
Yeah.
Like that. Like I have a very horrible habit. Don't ask to look at my hands. I won't show you. And my fingers, it's like I'm needling.
They actually look good right now.
Because I got my nails done. And the only time I look good is when I get my nails done. So I'm getting, but there's like, it's like a double-edged sword there. It's not, they're finding it's not really safe to get your nails done because of like the gel and the cancer and the fumes. Yeah. But I'm trying to save my skin so I don't get an infection, which I can't believe I haven't gotten already.
Oh, shush your face.
Anyway, but I know I'm going to have arthritis in my hands because my fingers work like I am a needler 24/7. So I would be interested to try that on my hands.
Do you know what that's called?
Arthritis. Picking my fingers?
Yes.
No.
Anxiety.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something new and profound.
A reason for therapy.
No, I just take it out on my fingers. Continue.
God, the amount of frustration. Like, my body it's bubbling with an annoyance.
Oh.
It promotes collagen. It promotes collagen and skin cell production, which I think is great because a lot of people are taking collagen with powder and stuff. So if you don't want to add powders to your smoothies or your coffee or however you take your collagen, this is another way to do that. So that skin cell, it's going to boost hydration. It's going to boost circulation with the blood. So like the benefits are really good. It just depends, I think, on how you do it.
Yeah.
Like the patches that I've already showed you and I'm going to try, they're not proven the way that TikTok is telling you that the trend that you're going to have, you're going to de-bloat, you're going to lose weight from it.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with
it's,
this.
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true.
It's not. It's proven that it's not true.
But they're saying it can't hurt you. So like if it could be true for you, right. I think overall as a general statement, it's not a fair statement, but maybe the individual, because the belly button is a pathway internally still, like, the belly button is where our umbilical cord is from.
Right.
So that gets cut, but it doesn't just like there's a hole in there and there's a lot of nerves and there's a lot of, it's our solar plexus. So there's a lot of ways that something that you're going to do there, like castor oil, can infiltrate into the system. So it's possible, but it's not proven like effective 100% of the time. This is the, you know, magic pill everybody's talking about.
Well, no, because the trend on TikTok is, do you want to snatch your stomach? Put this patch on your belly button every night and you're going to have a snatched flat belly.
But that is, it's a farce.
I know, but those are the, like the algorithm when you look up, like I'm getting all of those ads that are like, yeah, wrap in saran wrap, do the packs, do the patches. And that's why I'm like, no, guys, I hope nobody, listen, those influencers get paid to promote these products. We don't. So I'm going to tell you the truth.
Don't buy anything.
We're going to tell you the truth about it because we're not trying to sell you these patches. I don't, in my doctoral scientific career, believe that by you putting a patch on every night for 6 weeks is going to give you a snatched stomach.
No.
So that's my problem with this.
Yeah.
I do think castor oil castor oil.
You heard it though. She said castor oil.
has benefits. But I did look up, we're jumping, but I did look up why doctors stopped.
Why? I did not.
Giving it out, basically.
Well, why?
Because it's not proven to help anything. It's not scientifically proven to help anything. And there are more modern ways and there are more modern products out there where castor oil, where it's not proven, there are modern products that are proven to help the things that you want to be helped.
Right. But do they involve chemicals? What does modern mean? Pills?
Well, they said it's generally safe and they put in quotes generally safe. So like they don't know because I don't know who these people are that are doing the research, but they have not taken their time to do it on castor oil, I feel like, because there's not enough.
No.
No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Oh. It's so funny. Yeah.
I'm just saying that they say it's generally safe. It's generally going to help you. In general, we think that it has many benefits. In general, it's going
to... Stop saying general. It's lost all meaning.
What was that commercial? The general?
No.
Okay.
Take it back.
Okay, take it back. But because there are... When I said, like, why don't they... Doctors give this to induce labor anymore? Because there's more modern products that do induce labor that are more effective than the thought of castor oil maybe being effective, or maybe being effective 60% of the time when there are things that are effective 100% of the time.
Cool. I'm so glad we're talking about this. You just negated the entire
episode
content. I'm really glad that you...
Well, no, because I wanted to look up why mom was like, well, the doctors don't give that out anymore to induce labor. I'm like, why? Don't they do that? What, is it illegal? Like, is it bad for you? So that's why I looked it up. I thought you'd be happy that I did more research than you told me to do.
It's not that I'm not happy. I'm very happy that you used your eyes and your clicker finger to look things up. Super proud of you. Pat you on the back. It just, there are benefits to this. We're talking about these benefits, right? And you just were like, nobody knows shit. And there's no science behind it. And it's generally cool. And you're like, but it can help your split ends. Well, can it?
Wait, no, I wrote that. I'm going to try it on my split ends. And my scalp. You're annoying. I'm going to try it on my joints. It might work for 1 out of 10 people. It might work for you, but it won't work for somebody else. My problem with it was the trend that people think they're going to lose weight on it. And that's why I looked it up.
And that there's like no science behind it for anything else.
There is.
So all the things that we've listed, there's no point.
No, it's a natural laxative. It is. You can use it as a laxative. If you take it to, if you're constipated, that like it's a natural laxative. It firms up your eyeballs. I'm being serious. For eye health, it is known to firm the film on your eyeballs.
So the tear film.
Yeah, the tear film. So I did my research. God, be happy for me. I was invested in this, and I'm not always invested. Sometimes I'm here just to have fun and sing. My pearl earrings are falling off. People's heads are coming off. What's that from?
I have no idea.
It's from a movie.
But this earring is as long as my face. For those of you who aren't watching. Oh my goodness.
Give it to me. This is how, you know, passionate I am about castor oil.
Pearls are generally not a great earring. You know?
They only said once general. I added the lots of general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other stuff.
So it is also possibly, maybe, probably not, used for acne. If you've got the acne. So there's, you know, who cares about the benefits of why? But you can put it on your face at night. And you can either sleep with it all night and wash it in the morning. Or you can just put it on for like 5 minutes and then wash your face. Because remember, it is thick oil. But like, you know, who knows? Who knows? So the scalp conditioner. I thought this one was a really cool option, but like, we're not sure.
I'm going to try this one actually for my
if
hair.
You have dandruff, okay?
Oh, maybe I'll try it on Melody.
Does she have dandruff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too in the winter. I can drink all the water in the world. I'm not hydrated. I don't know why. And I wear a lot of black, so it's really annoying.
Yeah.
I have Head and Shoulders in my shower right now. So I think this is also, they're saying it is a, who knows?
Stop it.
But it's a very possible help to condition at the root of the scalp. So it's, I've never done leave-in conditioners.
No, because for me, I feel like it makes my hair too oily. Do you leave it in?
They say to use it like a leave-in conditioner for the dandruff purpose.
Oh, okay.
So at the root, leave it in there 5 minutes and then rinse it out or whatever. Yeah. But split ends. It does the split end thing. So you can use it as a regular conditioner. And we'll just wash it out that way. But hair growth is a big thing. I don't know this.
Ask me. I'm a doctor.
Okay. We're going to. If you're supposed to, for the hair growth benefit, did you read you have to ingest it or put it on the hair? You don't know anything. Look it up yourself. All right? Figure it out.
I'm dying. I have one ear like, what's his name? With the one ear?
George Michael?
George Michael.
How dare you insult a brilliant man like that? I'm going to try the hair part.
I am going to try the hair part too.
Cool. Here's what to look out for if you're going to purchase this possible help for your life.
Dying. I'm dead.
You want it to be 100% pure cold press. That's apparently very important. Cold pressed, hexane free. And hexane, actually, I looked up, but now I can't think. So I'm going to read what I looked up because honestly, who cares? But hexane is a colorless, flammable, volatile liquid that's used as a solvent and a cleaning agent. So apparently hexane is put into some of our like beauty products. Who knew?
Oh, I'm sure. We should do a whole episode on beauty products.
Yeah, because everything matters. So make sure it's hexane free. All right. That's important. And all of the list of like the top, I think it's top 10 castor oil brands are all hexane free. So anything that doesn't say it probably has it in there. Now, I will say this one was a little confusing to me because this is number 6 on the list of like good ones, but it says not meant for internal use.
Oh, so you cannot drink a tablespoon of that.
But like,
why?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to look a little more into that. So this is the Vital Affair one. Maybe don't get number 6.
I'm going to get that because I'm going to put it on my hands. And I feel like if I do that every night, my
generally,
if I do it generally every night, my fingers will, well, see, this is great finger season because
never say that again.
I hit my nose because I'm going to tell you why. If you're a nail picker like I am, I know there's many more of you out there than you like to admit. My hands are very dry right now, so picking my fingers is very easy. I'm going to do this and see if it works.
Yeah, it's finger season, everyone. That's a shirt. It's finger season.
The finger people know what I
mean. No!
They know what I mean when I say it's good finger season. Victoria hates me right now.
This is the worst day of my life.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
And if that's true, then I'm having a pretty good life.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I think you're having a great time.
Generally, though, who knows? There's no science to back it up. Listen,
okay, back it up. Back it up. I didn't mean to negate everything we said. I think everything we said is true.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh.
Not once here did we say using castor oil is going to make you lose 10 pounds. I think it has all these benefits. I think over time, maybe this is different. Maybe this is like not the stuff that comes out of this glass bottle from 1950.
This is a wonderful lesson in backtracking.
I just got it on my finger.
For those of you.
That's where I wanted it. That's where I wanted it. I want it on my fingers.
Well, we hope you, you know, make a decision of whether you want to try it or not. Because there's no science. It doesn't matter. But it's an option and it's trending. So Pepper just moved the camera. This is a great day. It's wonderful.
Everybody should make their own decisions. Make your own decision. Do your own research. Do your own research.
We sure did.
Yeah, we did two different.
Very differently.
This is what happens when I go off on my own. Like Victoria told me what to read. I read what she told me to. Then I did my own thing. This is what happens when I go off on my own. That's why I don't go off on my own. That's why I always do what she tells me to do.
Here's the thing. I'm making this so much worse than it needs to be for her.
She will all week as well.
Super fun to watch. It's fun. It's fun. Tell me it's not fun. I think you're right, though. This is not FDA approved. This is not stuff that's... obviously, the doctor is going to give out to you for your acne. I do think a piece of why it's generally not science-based is because it doesn't create money for the United States.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a very homeopathic version, and doctors aren't going to give this to you because...
No, they want you to buy Big Pharma and right. Do the pills and do the...
That's what I meant.
Oh, that's not what you said. That is definitely not the point you were driving home at all. So
I was saying doctors don't give it out. But if you are into alternative medicine and you're not a medicine person and you're not a medicine taker.
Those medicine persons.
Then you should definitely try this because I'm going to. On my fingers. For those finger people.
Because it's finger season, everyone.
Your dog's on top of my dress.
She thinks it's a picnic blanket. All right. I think we're done here. I just think it's time. Like, you know, you get the cues and you're like, I didn't read the cues right. These are the cues.
I've learned to not read anymore.
Well,
don't do research. Just let Victoria handle it.
Remember, you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra, but not too much, because you don't want to go off the script. And if you go off the script, it totally ruins the whole podcast. So be extra, but not too much.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.